ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So thank you all very, very much to come here. The Srimad Bhagavatam that I will try to comment. I was a little hesitant to accept to give lecture today because there is so many advanced elder devotees, Prabhupada disciples. But I felt, okay, at least I will be responsible of something today. More responsible. So it is always nice to accept an extra responsibility. So, and it is always nice to make a little research in our heart and in our memories of Krishna consciousness to express oneself about philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So today we are reading from the Bhagavatam 4th canto, chapter 28. Verse number 13. Yavano parudhayatano parudhayatano krastayam kalakanyaya kalakanyaya puryam prajvara samsritaham Pura palon batapyatam palon batapyatam yavano parudhayatano parudhayatano grastayam kalakanyayam kalakanyayam puryam prajvara samsrishtaham Ajvara samsrishta pura palon vatapyata palon vatapyata yavano parudhayatano udhayatano grastayam kalakanyayam puryam prajvara samsrishta Vara samsistaha pura palon vatapyata palon vatapyata One more. Mataji, s'il vous plaît. Namo Parvaya Tanu Jayam Kalakanyaya Puryam Prasvada Samsistaha Purapalun Vatapyatam Yavanam By the Yavanas Aparudham attacked Ayatanaha, his abode, Grastayam, when seized, Kalakanyayam, by the daughter of time, Puryam, the city, Prasvara Samsristaha, being approached by Prasvara. Purapalaham, the city superintendent. Anvatapyatam, became also very much aggrieved. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The city's superintendent of police, the serpent, saw that the citizens were being attacked by Kalakanya, and he became very aggrieved to see his own residence set ablaze after being attacked by the Yamanas. We can repeat together. The city's superintendent of police, the serpent, so that the citizens were being attacked by Kalakanya, and he became very aggrieved to see his own residence set ablaze. After being attacked by the Yavanas. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The living entity is covered by two different types of bodies. The gross body and the... Very good. At death, we can see that the gross body is finished. But actually the living entity is carried by the subtle body to another... Yes. The so-called scientists of the modern age cannot see how the subtle body is working in carrying the soul from one body to another. This subtle body has been figuratively described as a serpent or the city's police superintendent. When there is fire everywhere, the police superintendent cannot escape either. When there is security and absence of fire in the city, the police superintendent can impose his authority upon the citizens. But when there is an all-out attack on the city, is rendered useless. As the life air was ready to leave the gross body, the subtle body also began to experience pain. I read again. Yavano parudayatano grastayam kalakanyayam puryam prasvara samsrishtaha purapalon vatapyatam. The city's superintendent of police, the serpent, saw that the citizens were being attacked by Kalakanya, and he became very aggrieved to see his own residence set ablaze after being attacked by the Yavanas. Om Aganati Mirandasya Gananjala Shalakaya Shaksuru Meritamena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadakmayam Dati Svapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupa Sagradatam Sahagana Ranigunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. So again, thank you all very much to come and please give me your blessing so that I will be able to speak something nice to hear about this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam translated and commented by our wonderful Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So the story of Puranjana is continuing like that. Now Puranjana is on the point of dying, and it is described that the subtle body, the mind, becomes aware of a like very critical situation of being attacked by the soldiers of Yavana, attacked also by Kalakanya, the daughter of time. So this verse expresses the acute feeling of distress experienced by the living entity at the time of death if he has no understanding of his spiritual identity, if he has no understanding of how to be prepared for this very, very critical moment of death. So here, Srila Prabhupada explains, so this is a very important aspect actually that of our philosophy to prepare ourselves for this moment. It is like the final exam of all our effort in this life of chanting Hare Krishna, of raising early morning, of praying to the deities, offering obeisances, of so many everyday cultivation of Krishna consciousness in all different aspects, inquiring from the more advanced devotee, making friends with equal devotees and being compassionate with younger devotees or people who don't know about Krishna consciousness. So many duties we have to cultivate very nicely day after day, very patiently, with determination and enthusiasm. Three essential qualities: enthusiasm, determination, and patience, that we have to keep very alive in our Krishna consciousness. And it is also said the strict adherence to the rules is the mother of success. So we try to follow strictly, and we see that it is not always so strict, that many times we see that the senses and the mind are dragging us out of the strict path. Many times we try again to be more strict. Okay, tomorrow I will wake up earlier, like that. So it is a long journey, every day, week after week. And we come to Vrindavan Dham sometime to recharge our battery. I feel so good. I'm here since 4 months, so I want to thank all the devotees for how they maintain this wonderful Krishna Balaram temple. ISKCON Krishna Balaram temple is so wonderful. It is such an inspiration to come here, especially to spend a little longer time. I had two wonderful realization that Radharani is very compassionate. You just need to stay here and you will feel the compassion of Srimati Radharani. And also Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are non-different from Krishna Balaram. And they are here to give us good instruction. Krishna gives us good instruction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us good instruction. And Balaram and Lord Nityananda, what he is giving, he's giving strength to follow the instruction of Krishna. And they are very expert killing demons. It is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the demons that are the pastimes of Krishna in the Krishna book, in the Bhagavatam, all these different demons, Agasura, Kaliya, Vyomasura, Vatsasura, Bhakasura, so many Asura, and all of them have been very wonderfully finished by Krishna and Balaram. And all these demons are there in our heart. I was praying to Krishna Balaram every day, oh, I have so many demons in my heart, and they are blocking my progress in Krishna consciousness. It's very difficult because of these demons. These demons, actually, if you want to make a summary, these demons, it means sense gratification. Sense gratification is the expression of all these demons. This is confirmed. So yesterday Maharaj, he made a very nice point about we should avoid sense gratification because we cannot make good progress in Krishna consciousness as long as we keep this desire for sense gratification. Bhogeshvarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam vyasaya tvikambudhi samadona vidyate. We heard this so many times, but to put it really in practice very seriously actually is difficult. So here we see the situation. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us a very vivid description of a totally bewildered materialistic person who was engaged all his life in full speed sense gratification. And there is description in the previous chapters how he met his wife, the one who was supposed to become his wife. So there is a very vivid description of the attraction of man and woman, how the man becomes totally enamored by the beauty of the material body of a woman, and the woman also becomes totally enamored by the so-called beauty of the material body of a man. So Prabhupada explained that this is the position of the conditioned soul. We are enamored by the material energy. He explained that. And the mistake is to think, because of this being enamored, we think, if I can make myself comfortable, I will be happy. This is our wrong calculation. But actually, there is no possible comfortable situation in this material nature, because we are not part of this material nature. It cannot satisfy the soul. The soul is just the opposite of material nature. It's made of eternity, is made of pure knowledge, is made of pure transcendental happiness. And what can you find in material nature? You only find a very temporary situation. You find yourself always bereft of knowledge, and you find yourself never fully satisfied. The satisfaction you find is always like very small, and very like at any time it can be destroyed, it can fall apart at any time. So this is a situation, it is really our illusion. So we try to think, I will be happy by being comfortable, but you cannot be happy by being comfortable in this material nature. So this is the wrong calculation. So now the time of death is coming. There is this nice verse in second canto of Bhagavatam that I forgot the verse. Somebody knows the verse, that every rising of the sun and every rising and setting of the sun is diminishing the duration of life of all living entities, but not to one who glorify Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, hear about Krishna. For this one, this person who is engaged fully in glorifying Krishna, then the sun has no effect. The rising and setting of the sun has no effect on the duration of his life, because he's not going to die like an ordinary conditioned soul. He's going to go back to Krishna. Actually, this understanding of dying, Jatasya hi dhruvam ritur dhruvam janma mritasya cha, the Bhagavad Gita says, death is certain for one who took birth, and birth is certain for one who died. But for one who practices Krishna consciousness, it becomes different. It is not really death, because you go back to Krishna. You are not dying, you are going back to Krishna. So it is the essence of all instruction given by the Acharya, that we have to prepare to go back to Krishna, cultivate this constant remembrance of Krishna in every time, every moment of the day. So, unfortunately, in the Kali Yuga, this misled civilization is thinking that sense gratification is the real perfection of life, and everything is directed towards this material comfort, and everything. Prabhupada explained in the first canto that all these different altruism, humanism, socialism, communism are just another different forms of sense gratificatory purpose. There is nothing about getting the soul free from this addiction for sense gratification. It is a very difficult problem, actually. We have these powerful demons in the heart, and they are ruling. They are ruling us. We cannot do anything. That is Kaliya, for example. Kaliya is very powerful. He has hundreds of hoods, and he's very ferocious, and he is the manifestation of envy in the heart. Envy and jealousy. And it is in our heart, and what to do? So it is described, we have to invite Krishna in our heart to dance on the Kaliya that is there in our heart. But there is not only Kaliya, there is also Agasura. So Agasura is he is a representation of violent thinking. That you Agasura, his plan was to come to Vrindavan and swallow all the coward boys. You remember the story. He stayed on the path. He opened his mouth very big, and he makes like he's a kind of a big cave, a kind of a cave in a mountain. And all the coward boys, they see, oh, what is this? It looks like a big cave, but this is strange. There is a big traffic road. It is the tongue of the serpent. There is a big traffic road, and there is this peaks of mountain. Actually, there are teeth of the serpent, and a very bad smell coming out, fishy smell. So what are we going to do? Oh, we should go in and have fun. Krishna will help us. And they go in, and Krishna became perplexed. Oh, our material energy is working so wonderfully. How is it possible? Krishna thought like that. So Krishna finished the Agasura. He came in, remember? And he became very big, and the Agasura suffocated and died like that. So we have Agasura. So Agasura is like nasty thinking. We think bad. It is there in our consciousness. It is an offense to the holy name. So it is recommended that by chanting the holy name, yes, this is the system, how to remember Krishna, how to fight against this demon. There is no other way than to take shelter in Krishna, than to chant this holy name. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto is the instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Always remember me, always meditate on me. And Kirtaniya Sadahari is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they are the same, because Krishna and the holy name are non-different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us, chant Hare Krishna all day, and Shri Krishna is telling us, remember me all day, offer your obeisances. So, but it is the same instruction. So now we need strength. So we need the help of Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda to put this instruction in practice nicely, to really absorb in the chanting very nicely every day. So thank you for the wonderful Kirtaniya of the Krishna Balaram Mandir temple, who are showing such a wonderful example of being very, very serious in the chanting 24 hours a day. It is a very, very wonderful preaching, actually, very practical. Everybody coming to the temple is remembering the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just by seeing them chanting, singing, very expert and beautifully. It is the essence of this Krishna consciousness movement. Chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. We do so many offenses to the holy name. The demons in our heart are causing always trouble. But the only remedy for offensive chanting is to go on chanting. There is this verse in Padma Purana, Namaparada Yuktanam, Nama Eva Arantyagam, Avishanti Pravishanti, Kaneva Tat Karanicha, something like that. So this verse says that you have nothing else to do, you have to chant more. If our chanting is infected by offenses, and sometimes we are not very attentive, so we have to practice more and more, and especially in Vrindavan Dham, it's such a nice place. The chanting is very pleasurable. If you chant in Vrindavan, immediately you feel being carried by the chanting of Hare Krishna. It's such a nice inspiration. So the verse today is about the time of death, and so does anybody has any comments or question? No question, no comments. Okay. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna? Okay. You said it's hard to get up early in the morning and you
think, ah, yeah.
And you don't manage, and then you think, oh, the next day I will. I hope it's not bold to ask, but do you know any tricks how to manage that?
There is a yogi trick. You know this, you drink a lot of water before going to sleep. This is one trick. And you are forced to wake up. But yes, it is a very mechanical system. Otherwise, you use an alarm clock.
Yeah,
and also, you ask the help of a friend. Also, you can pray to Lord Chaitanya at the time of going to sleep. Or Lord Nityananda, or Srila Prabhupada. Praying is very important. Some of us are more expert in the process of praying because they have a more pious background. They were already praying even before knowing Krishna consciousness. But some of us, like me, I have to remind myself, yes, you have to pray, because I forget all the time. It's the attitude of praying. I remember when I was in Brazil. Well, Brazil is a very nice place because people are they believe in God very much. So there is this feeling of praying. You see the soccer player. Did you see on the TV the Brazilian soccer player when they are asking the help of God in front of the camera of the? You see them praying. They are totally engaged in illusory activities, soccer, and still they are very serious to pray for the help of Jesus, or I don't know. So praying is essential, actually. Yes, I am preaching to myself, actually. So does anybody have any other question? Otherwise, I have more that I could say. But I don't like this monologue. It's too much monologue. So, Prabhu, Krishna Gopal, I'm sure you have something to say. So please give the mic to Krishna Gopal Prabhu.
I just, as far as waking up in the morning early,
yes.
How can you not wake up early in the morning and because you have to think about what you're missing.
Ah, very good.
You see? What am I missing? I'm missing the opportunity to chant the names of Krishna, let Krishna dance on my tongue, and maybe today, I'll see Krishna in a special way.
Yeah.
Huh? And maybe Krishna will see me in a special way. You see, we come here and we take darshan. So we're coming to see Krishna, but that's not real darshan. Darshan is that we're coming and letting, and not letting, but Krishna is seeing us.
Mm.
So what are we today? Are we more surrendered? Are we pure?
Mm.
Is our desire stronger? Mm. So when we come before Krishna, we open up our hands, our heart, our mind, and hopefully Krishna will come inside and feel that. And if that happens, you don't want to miss the day.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss it. Huh? We pray for that day. We long for that experience where you can feel Krishna. You feel Krishna in the sound. You feel Krishna entering into your heart. He's already there, but we kind of wake up and we realize it. So that's something to look forward to. We want to look forward. And so maybe today, so before you go to bed at night, you say, maybe tomorrow's the day. Maybe tomorrow I'll get a special blessing from Krishna or Guru. Huh? Something special. Well, any second, you can become fully Krishna conscious. Yeah. Me, maybe a lot of lifetimes, but anyone, any second can become Krishna conscious. So that's special. Anyway.
Thank you very much. Very inspiring. So does anybody has another comments or question? Okay. So there is another 10 minutes, so better to go on a little bit, if you don't mind. So in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a description of the transcendentalist. The transcendentalist, yatanto yoginas chainam, pasyanti atmani avastitam, yatanto pi akritatmano, nenam pasyanti achetasaha. The endeavoring transcendentalist who is situated in self-realization can see all this clearly. But those who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, though they may try to. So actually, I should have read the previous verse, text 10. Utkramantam stitam vapi, bhujanam va gunam vitam, vimuda nanu pasyanti, pasyanti jnanachakshushaha. The foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, or can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spell of material nature, the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all this. So this verse is Krishna speaking. So remember, what is the 15th chapter? 15th chapter is about the Supreme, the yoga of the Supreme Person. And Krishna is telling us in this 15th chapter that you have to go back to me, to the Supreme. So he's first describing where we are in as a conditioned soul. Udvamulam madashakam. Asvatam prahu avyayam. He's describing you are in a big banyan tree that is the root up and the branch going down. And this banyan tree is extremely complex. You can never see where it comes from, what its foundation is. And you can never get out by yourself. It is extremely complex. And we are going from one branch to another due to our desire to enjoy this material nature. Just like the monkeys of Vrindavan, you see them going from one branch to another. But their only purpose is sense gratification. They only think about eating, sleeping, and mating, and defending. And the conditioned soul is like that, carried away by his material desire from one branch to another. So the leaves are compared to the instruction of the Vedas, and the twigs of the tree are compared to the object of the senses, and the different parts of the tree are compared to the different planetary system. You can go up, you can go down, like that. And then Krishna says, you should cut this terrible tree of material entanglement by the weapon of detachment and knowledge. It's telling us. And then he says this famous verse, Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivrita Kama Tandve Vimukta Sukadu Kasam Gerga Chantya Muda Padama Vyayam Tat. So he says that someone who is free from illusion, I have to check the translation in English because I know it in French, sorry. One who is free from illusion, false prestige and false association, who understands the eternal, who is done with material lust, and is freed from the duality of happiness and distress, and who knows how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, he attains to that eternal kingdom. So Krishna makes a description. What is the qualification we have to develop? That means free from illusion, free from false prestige, free from false association, that means identifying with these family members, identifying with this nation. We are not part of this. It is just a temporary situation. Understanding the eternal, free from material lust, free from this desire to enjoy material nature, free from the duality of being happy or unhappy, because it is a temporary situation that has nothing to do with the self inside of us. So then we become qualified. And he explained then how the nature of this transcendental world. Natatbhasayate suryo nashashanko napavaka yadgadvana nivartante tadhamma paramamama. He says this material, this spiritual kingdom is such a wonderful, wonderful place. Please try to think about it. It's a good place to go, Krishna is telling us. There is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. It is a wonderful place. He's making an advertisement like that. And think about it. You are now what he's telling us, you are now in a, how to say in English, it's a place, totally dark place. This sun is kind of an electric bulb in the sky. But in the spiritual world, everything is self-effulgent. There is no need of sun. And when the sun sets, everything becomes totally dark, because it is the nature of this world is to be dark, actually. By nature, is dark. So Krishna is inspiring us to go there. And then he explained how Mamevamsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana explained that all the living entities are part of me, and they are struggling very hard in this material existence. And then he explained that just like the aroma of a flower is carried by the air from one place to another, so the same way the mentality of the conditioned soul will carry his subtle body from one body to another and force him to take another material body. Shariram yad navapnoti yad chapi shramatijvara. And then he explained, but people who are not trained in knowledge of this Krishna consciousness, of this spiritual practice, they don't understand what is going on. They don't understand either that they will be carried from this gross body to another gross body at the time of death. They don't understand that they are like being forced to tolerate this material body and so-called enjoyment and so-called suffering. They don't understand what is going on. They are bewildered. They are in a forgetfulness. And it is explained that real transcendentalists understand, but the interesting point that Prabhupada makes, that there is so many bogus transcendentalists in this age who propound a wrong practice of yoga or meditation that is not bona fide, that is only to make a living, to attract some innocent people and make some money, that's all. So Prabhupada, in a conversation, he was asked by a guest that, do you think that this guest was asking Prabhupada, so do you think that this meditation can help the people? So Prabhupada answered, yes, the problem is nobody knows what is meditation. So Prabhupada is asking the guest, so what is meditation? What is your answer? What is meditation? And the guest is answering, meditation is a way to still the mind and put it in the center so that you're not disturbed. So Prabhupada is asking, so then what is the center? And the guest answering, I don't know. Yes. So and Prabhupada say, you don't know what is meditation. And this meditation is being advertised by bogus yogis, bogus gurus, but it is not actually real meditation. And Prabhupada explained that real meditation is to put the mind in a state of saturation of God consciousness, that the mind becomes saturated in God consciousness. So this is meditation, and this is success of meditation. And this is how we follow what Krishna is asking to us. Krishna is asking us to do this process, to practice this Krishna consciousness nicely. He demands it. He's asking us to do it in the Bhagavad Gita. He comes in so many ways. And he sends his representative, who are even more merciful than him, because his representative will trick us so that we start practicing Krishna consciousness. Krishna will not trick us. He makes this service available for the devotees. So now it is our responsibility to go out, meet the poor conditioned soul and try to trick them, to attract them to this wonderful process of real Krishna consciousness. That is the only way to be happy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So do you have any other question or comments? No. So it is just about time. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Thank you.